This is Alive with Joseph.
So we began to look at what the Lord, you know, is saying to us in this season, as it is our year of light. So let's, I opened up something on Friday evening. So let's get to part two of Live the Kingdom Life. So we opened up Matthew chapter 6. Let's go back to it from verse 10 to 13. And it says, the kingdom, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Then verse 24 of the same Matthew 6 now says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So there are two things here competing for our service. As Jesus began to speak about the kingdom, in the book of Matthew chapter 6, the book of Matthew chapter 6 is all about the kingdom of God and the kingdom life. So he began to speak to us, and he began to, in part of him speaking to us, he tells us something very interesting. He says to us that there are two things competing for our service, and those two things are either God or mammon. That is, you cannot serve both of them at the same time. You cannot serve God and mammon. So he's talking about here the kingdom life. Why? Because the whole subject of that chapter, as I said earlier, is about the kingdom. So when he was talking about the kingdom, he got to the place where he spoke to us about service. He began to talk about the fact that you cannot serve two masters. You can only serve one master. You cannot serve God, and you cannot serve mammon all at once. How come he's talking about service here? It is simply because that is the foundation for the kingdom life. Service is the foundation for the kingdom life. He now tells us the two contending forces for our service, it's God and mammon. God is the kingdom system. Mammon is the worldly system. Remember, you are in this world, but you are not of this world. So you cannot serve this world and serve the kingdom at the same time. So you are either serving the kingdom, which is God, or serving this world system. This is where the problem of many believers are. They have not yet defined who they are serving. So they yield themselves to whosoever puts pressure on them. Whosoever puts pressure on them, they yield themselves to that person. And he now continued in that discussion. In verse 31 to 32, Jesus now said of Matthew chapter 6, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all this. So he's still talking about the system of the kingdom, or the kingdom system here, because he now tells us that the world system is based on this. He says that the world system is all about, you know, what shall I eat? What shall I wear? What shall I drive? Where shall I live in? That is all that the world system is about. And he said, and the reason is because such life is an empty life. The reason why the world system is based on that is because of the emptiness in their life. It life that is all about what to eat, what to wear, what to drive, where to live in, and nothing more. All these, they are good, but any life that is only based on that is an empty life. Understand that God is not saying that all of this is not good. They are all good, and God wants you and I to have them, and have them in abundance. He wants you to have plenty cars. He wants you to have plenty houses. He wants you to own plenty businesses. He wants you to have plenty money in your bank account. But he makes it clear that this should not be your focus. This should not be your focus, because life is much more than what to eat, what to wear, where to live, and what to drive. Life is much more than what to eat, where to live, what to drive, and all of those things. Life is more than food. Life is more than cars. Life is more than properties. So he makes it clear to us that life is much more than all of this. And he began to tell us that our focus should not be that, in as much as God wants us to own them. So this is what the unbelievers go after, because their lives are empty. The reason why they go after all of this is because their lives are empty. They are trying to fill up the void in their heart with all of these material things. The unbeliever's greatest pursuit is what kind of car they are driving, what kind of house they live in. And Jesus is talking about the kingdom here. So he gradually brought us into what the kingdom life is all about. First of all, he said to us, in part of the kingdom life is, you cannot serve God and mammon. Secondly, these are the things that defines whether you are serving God or mammon. He said what defines that is Take no thought of what you shall eat, what you shall wear. After these things do the Gentiles seek. So when you discover that as a believer, these are the things that dominate your mind, then it's a clear indication that you're not serving God, you're serving mammon. So he says, for you to know who you are serving, what is it that dominates your mind? What is it that is occupying your mind? Because this is the objective of the Gentiles. He tells us this is the objective of the unbelievers. The unbelievers worship money. They worship material things. They can kill for it. They do all kinds of things. Why? Because for them, that has become their God. Material things have become their God. And the Bible is saying to you and I that are believers that we should not operate like them, because that is their system. You are of a superior system. You are of a better system. In your system, you don't have to kill anybody to be somebody. You can be somebody. In your system, where you belong to the kingdom system, you don't have to cheat somebody to prosper. Even if somebody is prospering around you, it cannot hinder your own prosperity. In the kingdom system that you belong to, God has enough resources to make every one of us seated in this sacred space, online, in the building, God has enough resources to make every one of us a millionaire. He has enough resources to make every one of us a millionaire. The fact that a brother is a millionaire cannot hinder you from being a millionaire. So he's making it clear that God, he has enough resources. 1,000 cattle on a hill belongs to him. So he said, take no thought. I can take care of you. I pray for you this year. Whatever will be your need, receive general supply in the name of Jesus. Then he continued the discussion in verse 32, verse 33 of Matthew chapter 6. He said, for all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. The New Living Translation paints a better picture for us. And I want us to see what the New Living Translation says. The NLT says, these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else. Live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. I declare this year, everything you need, receive it in the name of Jesus. I say, receive it in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. Everything you need, he said, your Father will give you everything you need. Everything you need. You need a job this year, he will give it to you. You need promotion, he will give it to you. You need a new car, he will give it to you. A new house, he will give it to you. You want to be married, he will give it to you. Everything you need, he said, your heavenly Father will give you everything you need. I prophesy everything you need for 2025 to truly be a glorious year for you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive supply in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. So he said, but the secret is, don't let it dominate your thoughts the way it dominates the thoughts of unbelievers. He said, these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. So he said, placing the kingdom first is the foundation for long-lasting success. When you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things that they seek for will start seeking for you. When you make God your pursuit, what people are seeking for will start seeking for you. Psalm 34 verse 10 now says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good. Listen, friends, listen and listen well. When you seek God, gold will seek for you. When you seek God, gold will seek for you. When you seek God, prosperity will seek for you. When you seek God, relevance will seek for you. When you seek God, the things people are dying and fighting for will be fighting for your attention. Why? When you seek God, you are seeking the source of all things. God is the source of all things. Give the Lord your praise this morning. And I prophesy over you this morning, as your amen will thunder this morning, you will not lack any good thing this year in the name of Jesus. I say you will not lack any good thing this year in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life, as your amen will scatter the gates of hell, you shall not lack any good thing this year in the name of Jesus. Lack shall be far from your household in the name of Jesus. Receive generous and abundant supply in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. Then Psalm 103 verse 1 to 2 now tells us, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. What are the benefits? All other things shall be added unto you. That is the benefit. That is to say, all other things, they are benefits that God adds to those who seek him. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the God. Bless him with everything that is within me. Bless his holy name. He said, forget not all his benefits. All other things people are seeking for, they are the benefit. All these things that people seek for, they are the benefits that God gives to those who seek him. All the things are the benefit that God bestows upon the people that seek after him. They are the benefit that God gives to people that serve him. Listen, friends, there are benefits in God. Listen, friends, there are benefits in God. He has not asked the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. There are benefits in God. You cannot serve God and go empty-handed. That's what I came to tell you this morning. You can never serve God and go empty-handed. There are benefits in God. I pray for you. The benefits that are in God, receive it in the name of Jesus. I say, receive it in the name of Jesus. Listen, friends, God didn't call you to seek him and look miserable. No, sir. No, ma. You serve God, there are benefits because God is a jealous God. There are benefits. You know, for example, most of you occupy, you know, huge positions. For example, let's assume, you know, the highest level of someone in the government is 15, level 15, isn't it, Pastor Malak? Level 15, yeah. 16, level 16, thank you. And at that level, there are benefits. You'll discover that at that level, you have medical aid benefits, you have car allowance benefits, you have house allowance benefits. At that level, you can't tell me at that level, the salary should be over R1 million plus. Yeah, you can't, at that level, your salary is, annual salary is over R1 million. You have travel benefits and all of those things. Now, listen, those benefits, they are part of occupying that position. Whether there are witches or not, once you occupy that position, the benefits will be given to you. They don't like your face, they like your face for the fact that you have climbed into that level 16. Whether they like you or not, you must be given the benefit. You know, someone cannot just wake up and say, okay, I don't like, you know, Cabello. I will not give him, you know, his salary this month. Ah! There will be chaos. Why? Because it is the benefit that goes with that level. It goes with that level. My friend, there are benefits for serving God. Whether the devil likes it or not, you will enjoy that benefit in the name of Jesus. I say you will enjoy that benefit in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. And listen, friends, if an earthly organization is so concerned about people who work in their institution to make sure that they are properly taken care of and saying to them that if you get to this level, we will give you all of these things so that you can be comfortable in doing your job, how much more your Heavenly Father? How much more your Heavenly Father? He is a jealous God. Can I tell you this? Whatever be your need this year, it shall be taken care of in the name of Jesus. Thunder God will take care of me. Thunder God will take care of me. Give the Lord your praise this morning if you believe it. God is a jealous God. You are seeking him. The best things of this world will be in your house this year in the name of Jesus. He is a good God and he has prepared benefits for you. The same way the earthly organization prepares benefits for you. They prepare benefits for you. Even before you become part of the organization, when they were preparing the organization, they said, when anyone gets to this level, they will enjoy this. When you get to this level, listen, the organization didn't prepare the benefits the day you arrive. Am I saying the truth? Was it the day you arrived? No. They prepared the benefit. Some of you even, you were not born when that benefit was prepared. Hallelujah.
I'm talking about the Gen Zs now who have occupied certain positions. Some of you, because some of these companies have been there for 40 years, 50 years. You were not born when the benefits were prepared. But the benefits were prepared, saying that the day anybody enters this level, no matter the color of their skin, no matter their name, no matter their family background, when you enter this level, Payanama, Kedosa, you will enjoy the benefits. My friend, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God. You have entered into God, and there are benefits in God. I prophesy, receive the benefits of redemption in the name of Jesus. I say, receive the benefits of redemption in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. There are benefits in God. Hey, Yanamoro said, there are benefits in God. You know, the other day, sometime last year, I saw an article, you know, of the ESCOM CEO got his annual bonus. You know, even though there was load shedding, bonus still came to him. Close to about 6 or 7 million or 10 million, I don't even know how much it was. But it's not change. My friend, your bonus is coming this year. Oh, you didn't say amen. Receive divine bonus in the name of Jesus. They didn't say there was load shedding. We won't give you bonus. Why? Because at that level, whether there is load shedding, up shedding, down shedding, 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 as long as he's at that level, there are bonus that must come to you. My friend, you are in Christ. There is bonus prepared for you in Jesus. I declare over you this year, the one for last year you didn't enjoy, I collect it, I bring it to this year. I declare, receive double in the name of Jesus. Receive double portion in the name of Jesus. Celebrate the Lord one more time. Listen, friends, the world should look at you and be asking, who is your God? Who are you serving? Because of the benefits. Why will God give you benefits? Number one, so that you can enjoy serving him. Earthly organizations give their staffs benefits so that they can be focused, so that they can serve properly. So that you can be focused and serve. That's why they give you benefits, so that you can serve them. Number two, why will God give you benefit? So that the unbelievers will see something in you that tells them that your God is self-sufficient. In the book of Psalm 103, he began to list what those benefits are. Let's quickly go through them. Psalm 103, from verse 1 to 5, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? Do you know that the forgiveness of sin, let's look at number one benefit. Forgiveness of sin is a benefit. The forgiveness of your sin is the first benefit that you enjoy. The forgiveness of sin is the first benefit you enjoy. It is a benefit of all benefits. To be born again is the biggest miracle that can happen to anybody. To be at peace with God is the greatest achievement anybody can have. Listen, friends. Your soul saved, your life secured, your future guaranteed, eternity is sure. That is the greatest benefit of all benefits. And that is where God begins you from. He gives you the forgiveness of sin, the benefit of the forgiveness of sin. To be born again, listen, it is better than being a billionaire. Why? Because a billionaire without God is a wasted life. Remember, I'm saying a billionaire without God. Being a billionaire is not the issue. It's being a billionaire without God that is the problem. A billionaire without God is a waste of life. Why? Because why? When you cannot secure your eternity with billions. Give the Lord your praise this morning. You can't buy your eternity with billions. If it was so, me and you, some of us will not enter. Because some people will buy up the whole space for their generations yet unborn. You cannot secure eternity. You cannot secure where you spend your eternity with billions. So no matter the billionaireship level you are in, if you do not receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, receive the benefit of forgiveness of sin, you will not spend your eternity with God. You will not spend eternity with God. Remember the rich man in scriptures, in the book of Luke. The rich man, he died, he went to heaven, and he went to hell. His riches could not purchase him a place in heaven. Why? Because no matter the amount of money you have, if you don't receive the benefit of the forgiveness of sin, it's a waste of time. So God wants you and I to receive the forgiveness of sin, the first benefit, the first benefit. So no matter how much you have, understand that you and your soul is saved is the greatest benefit. It's the greatest benefit. Is the greatest benefit. God, being at peace with God is the greatest achievement anybody can have. Your life secured is the greatest benefit. To be born again is the greatest benefit. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 8 verse 36. It says, what shall it profit a man if a man gains the whole world and loses his soul to hell? What will it profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? What shall it profit? So the first things God does for you in the kingdom as part of your redemptive benefit is the forgiveness of your sin. Your sin, he remembers no more. Every time God looks at you, he is happy with you. God is not angry with you. The anger of God has been appeased by the death of Jesus, the burial of Jesus, resurrection of Jesus, and the glorification of Jesus. God is happy with you. When he looks at you, he is not seeing you. He is seeing the sacrifice of Jesus, the perfect sacrifice of Jesus that is perfect for time and for eternity. The greatest benefit is the benefit of forgiveness of sins. Give Jesus praise this morning. Please go ahead and give Jesus praise. So friends, when you gave your life to Jesus, your iniquities were rolled away. You are now accepted in the beloved. You are loved of God, known of God. You have a place in God. You have a place in heaven. God is happy with you. You have a place in heaven. You have a place in heaven. If you're not born again this morning, at the end of the service, when I will make the offer, I want you to accept the offer. Because being born again is the greatest benefit. There is a place reserved for those who are born again. Listen, whether popular opinion likes it or not, the truth is there is heaven, there is hell. And when man dies, they will spend eternity in either of these two places. They will spend eternity there. Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise one more time. And you that are listening to me online, you're not born again. At the end of the service, when I call for salvation, be the first to receive Jesus so that you can enjoy the benefit of forgiveness of sin, so that you can, you know, you can be sure that your eternity is secured. Hallelujah. Number two benefit is, he said, who healeth all thy diseases. So the second benefit is healing. Healing is not the subject, is not the object of worship, rather. It is a benefit. Healing is not the object of worship, it is a benefit. You don't come to God to get healed. You come to God to know God. When you know God, you will get healed. You don't come to God to get money. You come to God to know God. When you know God, he will bring money into your life. You don't come to God for things. You come to God for God. Things are benefit. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things are benefit. So you don't get surprised when people get healed. Why? They should be healed. Why? It is a benefit. And if you're sick this morning, I declare, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen like a believer. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. We don't get surprised when people get healed. Why? Healing is a benefit. It's a benefit of seeking God. One of the benefits of knowing Jesus is that you enjoy health, good health. There is something better than healing. It is not wrong for someone to need healing, but there is something better than healing. That is to say, with the more light you have, the more you graduate from needing healing to enjoying divine health and vitality. Are you understanding me now? The divine health and vitality. There is nothing wrong in healing. Healing is the bread of the children. Healing is the bread of the children. I prophesy again. Anyone under the sound of my voice that is sick, I declare, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Healing is a benefit. The day you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you become a child of God. That makes you part of his family. Therefore, healing is your family right. Hey, healing is your family right. The Bible says, Romans 8 verse 15, you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. God is our own Father. Are you understanding me? He is your Father. And because he's your Father, healing is the benefit you enjoy for belonging to God. It is your family right. Healing belongs to you because you are his child. Healing belongs to you by right of your inheritance and by being in God's family. But as you grow in light, you move from needing healing, you now begin to walk in divine health and vitality. You start walking in divine health and vitality. Healing also, understand, is your legal right, because the new covenant is a legal document sealed by the blood of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6 tells us, but now had he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. The mediator of better covenant, established upon better promises. The new covenant, listen friends, guarantees you everything that Jesus secured for mankind at the cross, and that includes divine healing. Healing is your right. Healing is your right. Can I hear you say, healing is my right? And the Bible tells us in Matthew 8:17 that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. If he took your infirmity, you don't have it. Therefore, today I pray for you. Anyone that is tormented by the spirit of infirmity, be delivered in the name of Jesus. I said, be delivered in the name of Jesus. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. Legally, Jesus suffered on the cross as our substitutionary sacrifice, so that you and I can be free from illnesses that attacks our body. Therefore, you have a legal right to divine healing through the new and better covenant ratified by Jesus' blood. Who himself, then the Apostle Peter came to the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24, because when Matthew was written, it was still when Jesus was on the earth. So when he came to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24, he updated that verse. He updated it. He said, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes, he now added, by his stripes you were healed. If you're sick here today, I declare, be healed in Jesus' name. I said, be healed in Jesus' name. By whose stripes you were healed. By whose stripes you were healed. So there are those who need healing. There are those who need healing. And there are those who will have to walk in divine health by the abundance of light. There is something better than financial breakthrough. It is called prosperity. There is something better than financial breakthrough. It is called prosperity. Prosperity is beyond financial breakthrough. I prophesy this year, 2025, receive prosperity in the name of Jesus. There is something better than miracle. It is called a blessing. Why? Because a miracle is an emergency fix. Miracle is for children. The Bible calls it the bread of the children. And there are so many. The reason why we pray for miracle for in the service is because every one of us is not at the same level. The walking in the blessing is for sons. We all are not at the same level. That is why I cannot pass any service, the morning service, every service, without praying for miracle, because everyone is not at the same level. It's like in a classroom. Any teacher who has students, who think that all his students are at the same intellectual level, must be a very, very confused teacher. Because why? All students are not equal. And if it is a good teacher, excellent teacher, you will know how to walk every student. Some students are slow in understanding. Not that they will not catch it, they will eventually catch it, but it may take time. Why some students will catch it just like that. What do? You walk everybody. That is, I am a master wise builder. There are some of you right now, you have not come to the light whereby you understand walking in the blessing. So, but what do? I must minister miracle to you so that you can receive your miracle. You can receive a fix from the Almighty God. And if I come here and I only behave as if everybody is at the same spiritual level, I am a failure as a pastor. Are you understanding me? Not everybody is at the same level. Not everybody has the same light. Are you understanding me, friends? So that's why I minister, I pray for miracles for you. In the morning prayer, someone said, well, pastor, you know, morning prayer, why are you praying for people's needs? Yes, because not everybody has achieved that level. Some people still need a job. You might be having a job, and you say, Pastor, don't pray for jobs again. No. You are comfortable, but there are others who don't own a job. Why? I must receive on their behalf, release my faith, so that they too can receive the miracle of a job. Give Jesus praise this morning. Not everybody is at the same level. And as a wise master builder, I must understand that everybody's not the same. What do I do? Walk everybody. So that everybody can come to the full knowledge of the Son of God. Walk everybody. You're here this morning. You're believing God for a miracle. I pray for you. Receive a miracle in the name of Jesus. I say, receive a miracle in the name of Jesus. Receive a miracle in the name of Jesus. There's nothing wrong in being a child. Yes, that's your level for now. Why, there are some of you right now, you don't need a miracle. You are already a son. You are now walking in the blessing. And I declare, as that blessing level you are in, may you stay that level in the name of Jesus. But you that are believing God for a miracle online in the building, I declare, I stand here. We are in the office, the calling of my regalia. I declare, receive a miracle in the name of Jesus. There's a difference between sons and children. Because children need miracles, but sons walk in the blessing. When you have the blessing, you don't need a miracle. You need a miracle when the blessing is not there. Hallelujah. There are people in this church who don't need a miracle. But I cannot safely assume that everybody doesn't need a miracle. No. There are those who are still taking baby steps in Christianity. Still taking baby steps. What do you do? Remember, when Jesus came down from resurrection, there was the brother called Thomas. Remember Thomas? You know Thomas? There was the brother called Thomas. Jesus came to his level. He said to Jesus, I won't, he told them, guys, I won't believe this thing. You guys have seen it, you believe. Praise God for you, but me now, I'm not believing anything. I must put my hand in that hole to be sure. When Jesus arrived, he didn't condemn him. Jesus said, Thomas, come, let me help your faith. And Thomas, it's true. You have resurrected. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise this morning. So why we pray for miracle for people is to help them to get to where they are supposed to be, which they are not. Why? Because a miracle is an intervention for somebody that is coming out of Egypt. A miracle is an intervention from God saying, where you are is too far from where you are supposed to be. So let me give you an instant visitation to help you step up to where you, so that you can start life. A miracle is like a startup capital. God gives you a miracle so you can start up life. It's a startup capital. I prophesy, your level shifts in the name of Jesus. I say your level moves up in the name of Jesus. Whatever was not working in your life before now, I declare it will begin to work in the name of Jesus. Wherever you need a miracle, I prophesy, receive a miracle in the name of Jesus. Your benefits will locate you in the name of Jesus. Receive your benefits released to you in the name of Jesus. Repeat after me, say, I have benefits by redemption. Thunder, I will not be denied. If you believe it, say amen. Who redeemed thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee, verse 4 to 5, 103 Psalms. Who redeemed thy life from destruction? Crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? What makes this benefit a tangible reality is because, you know, these benefits are not automatic. These benefits are not automatic. There are things we do to make the benefits a reality. There are things we do to bring the manifestation of the benefits. Exodus 4 verse 23. Let me show you what to do. Things we do. Exodus 4 23. It says, and I say unto thee, this is God speaking to Pharaoh, let my son go that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy first son. What makes the benefits a reality is a commitment to service. If you refuse to let my son go, God was telling Pharaoh, the reason I want my son to go is so that my son can serve me. If you refuse to let my son go to serve me, God said to Pharaoh, I will kill your firstborn. You are saved to serve. Child of God, you are saved to serve. Anything that will stop you from serving is a hindrance. Anything that will stop you from serving God is a hindrance. And God says, I will remove every hindrance that will stop you from serving. Listen, friends, if a job will be the problem why you will not serve well, God said, I will make sure you get that job so that you can be comfortable and be able to serve me well. If sickness will want to hinder you from serving God, God will remove the sickness. Anything that wants to interfere with you serving God, God will intervene. So you are saved to serve. Listen, friends, what guarantees, give me 5 more minutes. What guarantees your benefit is service. What guarantees the benefit of redemption that is accrued to your account is service. Exodus 23, 25. If you serve the Lord your God, he will bless your bread and your water. He will take away sickness from you. You shall serve, he shall bless. The NCV translation says worship. King James says serve. They are all saying the same thing. You shall serve, he shall bless. Exodus 23 verse 26 now says, none of your women will have a baby die before it is born. And all women will have children. I will allow you to live long life. The number of your days, King James will say, he will fulfill. You will not die young. Why? You are in active service of God. God says, when I see a woman that is committed to serving me, when I see a man that is committed to my service, I will enter his house. I will take sickness away from his house. He doesn't need to pray for me to heal. I will enter and heal. I will remove sickness. Why? Because sickness makes a person incapable of serving God. And God doesn't want anything to hinder you from serving him. Listen, you cannot be sick because you serve God. Your body is an instrument of service. You cannot die young because the number of your days, God promises to fulfill it. You will see to it, God will see to it that nothing cuts short your life before your time. Why? You are in the active service of God. Though you are people dying young, because they are dying young because they are living for themselves. Listen, you cannot live for God, become a victim in the hands of your enemies. You cannot. He said, there shall be no barren. There shall be no barren. Why? Because you cannot serve God and be barren. He said, there will be no miscarriage. Why? Because miscarriage is forced abortion. And there are many believers whose destiny is being forcefully aborted. Why? Because they are not in active service. So their destiny is being forcefully aborted. He said, there shall be no miscarriage. Thank you so much. There will be no miscarriage or infertility in your land. Do you know what your land is? Your land speaks of the works of your hands. That means the works of your hands will never be barren. Your days of barren business is over in the name of Jesus. Your days of barren career over in the name of Jesus. Your days of whereby the works of your hands are barren, they are over in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. He said, when you are in active service, you will not experience a forceful abortion. Glory to God. There will be no miscarriage. Anyone under the sound of my voice, you have miscarried your destiny. I declare that miscarriage is canceled by fire in the name of Jesus. Cancer by fire in the name of Jesus. When you serve God, you secure your destiny. Service is your insurance against the calamities of the earth. God says, I will bless your bread and your water. Let's rise on our feet. As we close, he says, I will bless your bread and your water if you serve me. If I find a man that is committed to serve, he said, I am committed to bless. He said, you shall serve the Lord, he shall bless. If you don't want to die young, bind yourself to active service of God. He said, when you bind yourself to active service, I will make sure the number of your days are fulfilled. Lift your voice. Listen, this year, locate a place of service in the kingdom. Tie yourself to it. And some of you are serving God with your time. You don't serve God with your resources. Remember, when Moses was leaving Egypt, when they were about to leave, Pharaoh said to them, you can go, but leave your resources behind. That is why we serve God with our time, with our talent, with our treasure. Because why? Those are the three things the devil demands for. This year, bind your resources to serving God. Bind your resources. Bind your talents to serving God this year. Because that is what guarantees the benefits of redemption. Commitment to service. God, I will serve you this year like no other time. I will give you my all. I will give you my all. Lift your voice. Receive grace to serve. Receive grace to serve God this year.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.